A partner with Polar Pork says, despite the current profitable prices in the pork sector, high construction costs will keep a lid on increased protein production. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Due to stable production in the United States and Canada, market hog prices have remained above average, while shortages of early weaned pigs due to disease pressure in the U.S. and parts of Canada have resulted in periods of record prices. Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork, says, unless we have an unusual event, 2026 is shaping up to be a profitable year for the pork sector.
I think meat demand is good. The cost of pork at the retail counter is almost one quarter of what it is for beef. So that helps our sales as well. And because of the high cost of building new barns and expanding herds, there just isn't a lot of expansion going on in both Canada and the United States. So the supply of pork is pretty stable. We don't have profit levels that are going to see a lot of new hog barns going up or cattle herds expanding and that sort of thing. So there's not going to be a lot of new protein meats coming onto the marketplace to bring the price of meats down. We don't like to see the food inflation affect the average family. It would be nice if meat prices were lower in the grocery stores. But as farmers, we really don't have any control over that. And we do want to make sure our families are well fed.
Posberg says right now we're in stable times and we can make a profit, which is good for the industry. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.